My topic today is about the inner man, the outer man, the inner man, the real you. Let's go to John 3, 1 through 6. And if you have a, read along with you, like as I read, get your phone or get, it's right there. John 3, 1 through 6. Now listen, this is a question that still many people ask every day. Listen, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came out to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Wow.
Most of us, like Nicodemus, would say, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, the outer man. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Amen.
The writer in the book of Proverbs said, the spirit of man is the candle or the lamp of the Lord. That means that God will enlighten and guide us through our spirit. Too often, however, we seek guidance every other way, except the way God would say it would come. We judge by our physical senses, but no, our physical senses. We judge by our emotions. We judge by our feelings. But God, nowhere does God say he will guide us by our senses. Or we often look at things from a mental standpoint. Well, I can figure this mentally, and if I do this and this and this, this will come out. But God said, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, which means that he will guide us through our spirit. Man is a spirit being. Let's go to Genesis 1. To prove that man is a spirit being. Genesis 1:27. For God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Good. Let's go to Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, flesh, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living thing. We said that God is a spirit. God is a spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Man is a spirit being. We just read it in Genesis. The breath of life. God is a spirit. So we know man is a spirit being. He has a soul, his mentality, his emotions, his feelings, his circumstances of how he was brought up. Those are all his soul. And he lives in a physical body. But he is a spirit being because he is made in the likeness of God, which we read in Genesis 1. Jesus said that God is a spirit. We've read that also. Now, when the body is dead and in the grave, man lives on. Paul, speaking of the physical death, said, "For I am straight betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better." To show he was talking about physical death, he then said, "Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." He was saying, when I depart, I am going to be with the Lord. Let's go to Philippians 1:23. "For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you." We hear many times of people who have the near-death experiencing saying, when they were there, they never wanted to come back, but the Lord said, well, somebody say, go back. You have to go back. We hear it over and over, this feeling of happiness, of joy, of peacefulness. Mm-hmm. You see, there's an outward man and there's an inward man. The outward man is not the real you. The outward man is only the house you live in. The inward man is the real you. Before we can understand how God will guide us through our spirits, we must first find out what a spirit is, the inward man. Or as he is called by Peter, the hidden man of the heart. Let's go to 1 Peter 3:4. Let me just find it here. I have it here. 1 Peter 3:4. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of the Lord. Amen. So there is a hidden person. That is the spirit person. It's an incorruptible. That is the person that will be going into eternal, everlasting life. The spirit person. It is the spirit of man. When the Bible speaks of the heart, it is speaking of the spirit, the inward man, or the hidden man. That is the real man. When Paul says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. He is talking about the inward man, the real man. You certainly didn't get a new body when you were born again, but the real you became a new man in Christ. Mm-hmm. Often our terms are so indistinct in describing things. They're very sometimes confusing. It would be better if we say things as the Bible says. For instance, in 1 Thessalonians, Paul prays for the church in Thessalonica, saying, I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul begins with the inside and comes to the outer man.
Yeah.
Usually, people misquote that scripture and put the body first instead of the spirit. We hear it in songs also many times. They say soul, your soul. But we have to be more spirit conscious and less body conscious.
Right.
We need to keep that order of spirit consciousness. Until we become spirit conscious, we will not be able to understand what God is saying to our spirit. Spiritual things will be, we will not be able to understand spiritual things. But the more spirit conscious we become, the more real the leading of the Lord will be.
Amen.
We need to think of ourselves as spirit beings, possessing souls,
yes,
living in bodies. I've made many mistakes interchanging the soul and the spirit. There is a big difference between the soul of man and the spirit of man.
Yes.
And many people will say, and I thought for many years, that they were the same. Oh, well, my soul and my spirit, I can interchange them, and they're not any different. They're the same. Many times, songwriters will make leave the wrong impression that the spirit and the soul are the same, but they are not. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Once again, the Lord says, you see, there's a spirit and a soul, and he divides those things. In Genesis, we see God made man from dust of the ground, the flesh, the bone, and then he blew his spirit. God is a spirit into him.
Amen.
Now Paul said, "For I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. My understanding is unfruitful." When we're praying in the spirit, our understanding of what we say sometimes is fruitless. Our understanding is a part of our soul. That is why
we
need to pray in the spirit, so that we connect with God and we're not praying out of our mind or out of our feelings or out of our emotions. Our understanding, our understanding is a part of our soul. Paul said, my understanding is unfruitful. I don't pray out of my soul, my intellect, or my mind. That isn't my soul. He said, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. Praying in tongues. But I especially like the expression in Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inner part of the belly. He searches us in every corner of our spirit. He knows everything about us. He knows our coming and our goings. He knows our shortcomings. And he says, come to me as you are. If any man thirst, let him come unto Christ and drink. He that believeth on Christ, as the scripture had said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living waters. That was a prediction, because he spoke of this, of the Holy Spirit before they had received him. because Jesus was not yet glorified. As a result of receiving the Holy Spirit, out of the belly will flow rivers of living water.
Amen. Amen.
And this is a process. Your body, your spirit was born again But your intellect, your soul, your physical body has to be renewed with the word of God. That was
Amen.
That was yes. not that was not remade or born again. That part we're challenged every day with. The flesh coming up and say, well, I want to do it this way. And the spirit man saying, no, don't go that way. Go this way. But that doesn't make you any less saved. Your spirit is still saved. It's just that we have no challenges of being growing up in this world 70 or 50 or whatever years. He knows the challenges that we're going through. He knows what happened in our childhood, why we act the way we do. And he says, come, I'm going to give you water. I'm going to explain this all to you so that you can keep going on, so that you don't, so that you know that I'm with you. The Amplified translation of 1 Corinthians 4, 14 says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayed by the Holy Spirit within me prays. When you pray in tongues, it comes out of your innermost being, your spirit. Now, a man's spirit, the innermost man, the real man, receives eternal life and is born again. Right? Yes. But his intellect, his emotions, which compose the soul, still have to be dealt with. They are not born again. Instead, they must be renewed by the word of God, getting in your Bible, reading your Bible, hearing the Bible, meditating on the Bible, reading scripture, meditating on one scripture.
Amen.
Reading the word, meditating on the word, hearing the word. This is how we renew our soul. But our spirit is renewed as soon as we are born again. When we get, when we say, yes, I want to be born again. I want to see Jesus. I want to live by Jesus.
Yes.
Spirit, Paul speaks about the renewing of the mind in Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't go wrong way. And be not conformed to this world. Don't look for the world. Don't get it. Think of advice from the world. If the world says one thing, it's probably something, it's not what we are going to follow. We're going to follow the word of God. We're going to renew and transform our mind. And this is a process. Don't get discouraged. I know when I was born again, I understood this a little bit. And I would get discouraged. Oh, back, I'm doing my own thing again, and it can become discouraging until you realize that your body was here, and this is a process. Our bodies were on this earth, me 70 years, some 50 years. It's going to take a while to go through this process, and if you stay with it, you'll recognize you're starting to change. You're starting to see different things as the Lord sees them. In the Epistle of James, and he was writing to the Christians, yet in the very first chapter, he says, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Jesus said, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It is our spirit that is born again. our souls can be renewed and restored by the word of God. With our spirit, we contact the spiritual world. With our soul, we contact the mental world. And with our body, we contact the physical world. Sometimes people talk about dying out to self. However, we don't want to die to self. We want to crucify the flesh. This isn't something God does for us. We must do it ourselves. The flesh. We must renew our mind. We must restore every single day. And like I said, it's a process. Don't give up. Don't give in. Keep going straight.
Amen.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. He didn't tell you to die out to self or to the flesh, but he did tell you to do something with the flesh, to crucify the flesh. Paul said in Romans 6:13, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. After you were born again, and everyone here was born again.
Is born again.
After you were born again, your body is still going to want to do the same old things it's always done.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. But Paul said, do not let it. The man on the inside, the inward man, has become a new man in Christ. Let the inward man dominate the outward man. The reason many people have had a mistaken concept of soul and spirit is that they didn't really thoroughly understand the new birth, which I didn't understand for many years. We are more than justified by Christ. We have become new men and new women, a new creature in Christ. This man on the inside, the spirit man, to whom God will deal, has become a new man. The old things that were in there, in the old man, are gone. Spiritual death was in there. It's gone. Death is gone. The nature of the devil was in there. It's gone. Hatred and lying, stealing were in there. But now the love of God is in there. Amen. Now, the nature of God is in there. This is the man who is to be the dominant one. We are to listen to him, because it is through this man, our spirit man, that God will guide us.
Amen.
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 And that's the closing of my brief.
But
helpful information about the inner man, the spirit man, and the outer man.
Amen.
And I just pray that everyone remember that it is a process and to never give up. We go through things in life that were maybe bestowed on us as we were children, and now we live through those things. Don't let those things interrupt our spirit, man. Remember, Christ is with us. He's before us, and he's behind us. And he knows who we are. And he says, come, come to me. if those are of you are heavy laden, and he will give us rest. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor.
Amen.